Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Fans are singing along with Bryson Stott's walk-up music. Lefty on lefty, the infield is in. And the pitch to Bryson. Fastball hit in the air. Deep to right field. Going back is Sanchez. He's going to just watch it go. A grand slam for Bryson Stott. He has lifted the roof off the building. And the Phillies have opened it up. They're on top 7-0.
Yo! A post-game, a clinching edition of High Hopes Radio Final Out. As you heard the Stott slam, easily the loudest moment the last 2 days here. Set it off, put the game away. Playoff NOLA, like, Fritzy, we're sitting here covered in beer. Not because we drank any. Went down to the locker room, got a little beer tossed on us. What a night, man. What a night. We're back.
Yeah, pretty special stuff. And so pumped to be here. Phils are back.
Phils are back, baby.
Look, we're right back to where we were last year. You know, like, we talked yesterday and we're basically right back to where we were. Well, now, like, we're playing the Braves, man. And, like, we'll get to the entire game. We'll break it all down. Stott home run. NOLA big game. Bring me the freaking Braves, man. Bring me that baseball team. They're not coming here and winning. Go steal one in Atlanta. Get back to this place. And good luck to the rest of the league.
I feel very, very confident that the Braves were even more upset that the Phillies won tonight than the Marlins. The Marlins probably knew it was coming. The Braves were like, damn it. We got to go back to that stadium. We got to face this team. Wheeler in game two down in Atlanta, a chance to steal one. And Ranger probably in game one. We'll get to that. But, man, honestly, this might be, in terms of what's going on with this stadium right now and the national response to it, along with this Braves team and how good they've been all year and the rivalry between these two teams. Jack, this is, honestly, I think one of the more anticipated MLB playoff series that I remember in a while. Like,
yeah.
This is legit, legit stuff.
Well, and we talked about this a lot leading up to it. Like, we like Sports Hate. Sports Hate is perfectly fine.
Oh, buddy.
And that is going to be so back in full swing with this Braves team because, like,
because they're hateable, buddy.
Very hateable. Won the World Series last year. Won the World Series in 2021. Last year, the Phillies beat them. And now it's like all the pressure is on them. And there's just no way they're watching this. Like, they were probably watching this series like, damn it. Like, we really have to go back there again. And it's something that I think it's going to – I've been so jealous of you and the older generation of being able to truly grow up in like the 90s NFC East. I talked about that a lot. Like,
yep.
Like really getting to dig in and sports hate.
Well, that's why you always give me crap for my Dallas hate.
Yep.
It's because I was there for it. Like, I actually, you're like, well, they've never been that good.
Yeah.
They were for me, and
yeah.
I hate them.
And this has that feel to it. And the Phillies, and what I love about the Phillies, they're not going to be afraid of them.
No, not at all. Honestly, this team isn't afraid of anyone. It's so funny. We always do the never a doubt joke and all that. Like,
not a joke.
There was never a doubt. Like, this entire series, both games, it felt like a fait accompli. It was like, let's get through this so we can face the Braves and we can get to it. And, man, what a thrilling night here at Citizens Bank Park. We talked yesterday and heading in the pregame about how it's different here in a clincher, Jack. It's different here in a clincher.
It's different here. It's 100% different here in a clincher. I mean, we felt the pregame, right? I mean, we were sitting here, and like everyone came up doing the ring finger. A lot of slamming. I was this fortified. It was able to hold up. That was a great sign. And just the feeling of this fan base being on the edge of a chance to go play the Braves. Like, they brought it. And you know, like the first couple innings, it was like, it's
a little stressful.
It was like,
a little stressful.
Because you know, we weren't stressed at all before the game.
Nope.
Which was an odd place to be at.
You actually were like, I'm actually uncomfortable with how not stressed I am about this.
Because I had so much faith in this team. They go up 2-0. It's like, all right, probably could have extended there. Braxton Garrett was on the brink of letting that one really, really slip away. And then they they went off, man. They went off. And the Stott home run, you know, we talk about all the moments from last year, and we could rattle them off the top of our head.
Totally.
The Stott home run was, like, the loudest I heard last year. Hoskins was number one. Actually, Bedlam was number two. But I think that's because we were under the roofs here.
Yeah,
whereas there,
yeah, it's different when you're out there. Yeah, without a doubt.
And the Stott home run, I wanted to make sure I got out and was able to hear the pure – like, my ears were ringing.
Yeah.
My ears were freaking ringing, man.
When he was rounding third, when he was, like, heading into third and rounding third, the, like, crescendo of the crowd, it was like a fever pitch, man. It was insanity in here. And I'm with you, man. I think that was the third loudest moment in this ballpark of the last 2 years. And only the second Grand Slam in Philly's history. We all remember Shane.
In the postseason.
Thank you. Yes, very big point. But we all remember Shane. Like, we'll never forget that moment. I mean, we played the audio a zillion times. Like, we got another. And it felt like that. It felt special. And this crowd responded exactly how we expected them to. And look, we can't go any further without talking about Aaron Nola.
Yes.
I mean, we spent the whole day talking about Aaron Nola heading into this. You know, what do you expect from him? We were both surprisingly confident in what we get from Aaron Nola, and he was even better than we expected, Jack. We were thinking like 6 innings, 2 runs, 7 shutout. I mean, I guess 7 shutout because the one came later. 7 shutout for Nola was just he was awesome today.
Yeah, and I don't even feel like he had his best stuff.
I don't either.
Like, I thought
I don't either.
Like, I thought he was good, and what I liked the most, maybe it was the fourth, fifth, runners first and second.
Yeah, the birdie play. I mean, that was a big, big play, getting the pickoff at second base, and then a couple double plays helped him, too.
Yeah, they were, I mean, back-to-back innings, they rolled double plays, which was very, very
shocking.
Shocking. So, yeah, it was, like, there was a lot of good moments. There was a lot of, like, not stressful moments at all, and the way the ballpark was just fiending, I feel like, for the ending.
We were just waiting. Let's go.
Like, they went up 7-0, and it was like, just get me to the end.
Yep.
Like, I want those guys to be in the clubhouse partying. Like, I want I want to fast forward to Saturday so bad, man. Like, I want to be down there. I want to feel it again. I want to see Joe Giglio and Hugh in their damn overalls down because they're going to Atlanta, which is hilarious.
That's amazing.
It's it has a chance to, like, because last year with the Braves, it was like the Phillies had nothing to lose, right? Like, the last year with the Braves, it was, you know, it was house money-ish for the Phillies in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like these two teams are in lockstep.
There's a rivalry, like, a real thing.
And I know the Braves had an unbelievable year, right? And it's not taking anything away from the Braves. But what makes this so special and so different is how even when they lost 3-4 here, this team was not like they went to extras in a couple of those
totally.
Games.
Totally. They battled back. It was big home runs.
A coin flip in some of those games. Then you had the last game down in Atlanta where, like, Castellanos makes that play, and it's like that's a playoff-type moment. The Phillies will not be afraid of that team. They have good numbers against those guys. Max Fried still banged up.
Which is a big deal.
I mean, Morton's out.
And look, I know Spencer Strider's really talented and all that. I'm way more afraid of Max Fried in a playoff series than I am of Spencer Strider. Like, that is a big deal, Fried being hurt.
And you know, Bryce Elder, obviously, like, they did well against him here as well. Obviously, Strider probably starts game one.
Yeah, I think so. Well, especially, I think if I'm the Braves, I'm trying to make sure that
he avoids Philadelphia?
Yeah,
at all costs. Wouldn't
you? I mean, wouldn't you if you're the Braves?
No, but at the same time, like, if I could request one thing from the baseball guys.
Oh, it's Spencer Strider on that mound.
Bring me Spencer Strider at Citizens Bank Park with this crowd.
And they play the video of him on the screen.
Like,
no fans. Can you imagine?
This place will be in a fever pitch.
It might actually be louder than any of the
total fever pitch. And what makes me so, like, proud of this team is that they didn't let, like, last year and just getting in and that being an amazing run take away from what they're doing right now. And just, like, being accepting of that. Like, they're getting in the postseason, and they're like, we freaking belong, and we deserve to be here. And, like,
fast forward to Saturday.
Yes.
Okay, got it right. I didn't know you were done talking.
I didn't know I was done talking either. But, again, this is all stream of consciousness.
I know,
we just had beers dumped on us in the Phillies clubhouse.
We had beers dumped on us in the Phillies clubhouse because the Phillies won again, and they're celebrating, and it's what they do. And, it's a great point, especially the way this crowd and this team, we've talked about it. I mean, it is a real love affair right now. And the way the team, you know, we had a call last night at Mark in Montgomeryville. I thought it had a great line. He said, this team plays for us. They do. You know, it's not, I've said this many times, but, you know, in sports, it's usually you go and you root for the team and you you cheer them on and you buy the merchandise. You very rarely feel like the team cares about you and that that you're a part of it. Like Bryce said it, right? Like the 26 plus 40,000, it's really special, man. And seeing the way this team is laser focused and they are on a mission.
Dude, like, all right. I was legitimately worried about the Marlins thing, just full disclosure.
See, I wasn't.
I know you weren't.
Yeah, I wasn't.
That's because you're older and wiser. And you've seen more of this.
Yeah, that was nice. That was like the nicest your old comment I think you've ever given.
Very experienced,
yes, yes.
I would say. And like they just never made it a doubt. And you brought that up earlier, but they never made this close. Like yesterday was tight for a little bit, sure. But like Wheeler was so freaking dominant, it was like they're not going to lose this game. Like, there was at no point where I really felt like they were going to lose. There was times where I was like, this is tight. Mm-hmm. This is my tight.
A little tight.
You know? But, like,
they were never down.
They were never down. And, like, you know, I was happy for Elliott. He saw his first postseason home run.
Yeah, and got a couple.
He
got a big one.
I mean, the Stott home run is one that he's going to talk about for a while.
Yeah, that was probably one of the coolest live things he's ever seen. I know it was for me.
But just a professional baseball playoff, we belong here kind of win, and that's what we've been begging for. Like, again, last year was a party. Like, getting in and going on that run was a party. This team looks like we belong.
Yeah. No, it's a great point. Like, they look like they're on a mission, man. I was such a sucker for the two more wins thing heading into the season, but that's what it feels like. It feels like they are focused on one thing and one thing only and getting there and getting over the hump, and that's, like, all you ever want from a team. It is it's thrilling, and for it to be this team, it's been really special. All right, 215-592-9494. We want to get your reaction. The Phillies moving on to face the Braves again. Just a workmanlike handle business series.
Just what we always said about this Phillies,
right?
Team. Just workmanlike.
And look, they are so much better than the Marlins. Like to your point, like the Phillies look like they belong, and they made the Marlins look like they didn't, and that's impressive. All right, 215-592-9494. We want to get your reaction. We did it last night to start with a win.
Yes.
Let's do it again. Let's talk to our guy Black Gritty. What up, Al?
Blue. And I'm gonna say, guys, we doing it. We doing it, guys. Baby Mama Nolo, y'all getting beer and champagne thrown upon you. What a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive, baby.
Didn't see that one coming.
No, we were caught off guard, that's for sure.
Hey, look, I got a picture of the credentials now. I'm making my own. I'll be down there with y'all next week. Don't worry about it.
Can't wait.
I got the freaking sauce now, you know. But my goodness. Jack, and then you can tell Baby Mama, you take pride in me and call Nolo today. I told you today not to worry about my man coming off of some rest. I say he's going to give us 6, maybe 7 clean innings. And what did he do? He went out there. He went to work. Now, it was funky. I mean, the ump was off on both sides, but I take it. You know what I'm saying? I will take it. Shut that team down. Never a doubt. Not one moment. And my goodness, like the daycare, we got to upgrade them to like middle school or something, boy, because it's coming through. And they showed I can't disrespect these young cats no more. You know what I'm saying? It is just a great feeling knowing that they're doing what they're supposed to do. And I'll say it. This is how I want to live my life. You know, Red October, from now until Bryce dies, that's what we deserve.
Love you, buddy.
And one last thing. I had to turn, because I have a surround sound. I do keep it up loud because the crowd's so crazy. When he hit that grand slam, I had to turn my speakers. I thought my speakers were going to blow out. The level jumped up so much higher. It was insane. Y'all are so lucky to be there. I love you guys, the National Brothers. Y'all both going national. I love you guys. Red October!
I love you. Oh, you're the best. And to his point there, though, like, I feel very confident saying that a Phillies playoff game right now is the single place I most want to be in the world. Yep. Like, there's nothing else I'd rather do. If the world were ending tomorrow, I'd say, give me one more Red October game. It's been that special down here.
Yeah, but the good part is that I don't think this is ending anytime soon.
I know, buddy.
Not this year. Like, this year, I think they're – I'm going to stick with what I said this whole time. Don't let the Phillies beat the Marlins.
You did.
Because
you said it.
The run's coming again. I hope Major League Baseball is ready, and it's not just about this year. This is sustainable. These guys are sustainable, and like, I think the way they celebrate and the way they party is something that they yearn for.
They win to get there.
Exactly.
I agree.
Exactly.
I agree. And I think it's part of why they're so close, and it's part of why they've that this culture and why they've, you know, bonded together, and this team has become this you know. Bunch of friends and like
yep.
family and stuff, and I think that's such a huge part of it, and it was thrilling to get to see it. All right, 215-592-9494. We're gonna come back. We're gonna take your calls. We're gonna continue to react to the Phillies clincher tonight as they win the NL Wild Card Series against the Marlins. They will head down to Atlanta game one on Saturday night. Let's go, baby. Let's go. 215-592-9494. We'll take your calls when we come back. It's Fritz. It's Seltzer. It's High Hopes Radio, a special edition of Final Out. We're coming right back.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
It is High Hopes Radio, a special edition of Final Out. Fritz and Seltzer reacting to the Phillies taking the series against the Marlins. Easy. 2-0.
Easy peasy.
Easy. Like, no problem.
Because it's so funny. The Cardinals series last year, it was like.
It was not easy.
Incredibly stressful.
Dude, they were down in the ninth inning of game one.
Dude, like, I actually thought game two was more stressful.
Yeah, 2-0. It wasn't like it was like a.
It was 2-0, and you had Nola getting out, Goldschmidt and Arenado.
Yep.
And then you had the same exact freaking thing happen with Sir Anthony later in the game. And then you had F1 on the mound that made a bit of a heart attack.
Which it always was.
And then Sosa made the final out. I was like, oh my. This was just, again, you mentioned it. We mentioned it. Freaking workman.
I know.
Like, just professional baseball.
It's
this
crazy.
This is all we've been begging for most of my adult life, most of your elder stage. It's just the greatest.
Literally, like, greatest. In the history of our podcast, we just spent years just saying this. Yeah. This is all we want, and it's thrilling to have it. It's even better than I expected, Jack. All right, let's get to the player of the game, then we'll get to the phones. Player of the game brought to you by South Jersey Gas, committed to providing safe, reliable, affordable natural gas. Make the switch at southjerseygas.com/lovemyhome. Fritzy, is it just as simple as Aaron Nola, player of the game today?
That and stop.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't want to give, like, a million players the game. But
it's called the player of the game.
Yeah, but I don't think – I don't want to leave JT out from
– Yeah, no, you're right.
The big double down the line.
Yep.
That scored the first run.
Got it going.
And then, I mean, the home run. It was. He almost hit two.
He did. Yeah, it was just foul, that one.
The fact that we went all season mocking home JT.
I know.
And these again, his last series before they went to before they get one on the road, he was really good. At
the
home.
Pirates. Yeah, he was very good.
So the fact that they might have messed around and let us get good JT at home is another problem for Major League Baseball.
And look, JT is clutch, man. I mean, he's had in his two playoff runs.
All right.
Some big hits, man.
JT is clutch.
Who saw that coming?
In the post.
In the post, of course. But what else matters, right?
Exactly. It's all
ultimately what else matters. Yep. All right. 215-592-9494. Let's get some calls. I got to meet him last night.
So
let's
did
go.
I.
Yeah, it was great. Deepak, how you doing, buddy? What a pleasure.
James, Jack, first off, let me say it was a pleasure to finally get to meet you guys. If Elliot's still there, Elliot, pleasure to meet you as well.
He is.
I just got back from game two, and so, I want to start off, this is my first time ever doing postseason baseball, and I loved it, and tonight was real special. I got to go with my dad, so
awesome.
Shared that moment together as a first for both of us. And
that's so cool,
this team shows you, more and more every day, right? They don't quit. They don't give up. Right, they rally behind Stott, who's been struggling to no end over the past month. Right, and just to see him hit that grand slam was so important. Right, and then after he struck out his following up bat, to see the fans still rise for him.
When he came up to bat for that last at bat and the plays, that was even when his post game interview, when they put him on the big screen after the game, the place went nuts.
I mean, it was so last night I thought the fans reacting to Marsh was special, like another sign that this fan base is just so in sync with this team. The Stott like semi standing O was just an unbelievable great moment. Like it's a love affair between the fans and the team.
Yeah, it really is.
Absolutely. And two big things, again, with this game is we talked about the dialed-in focus of Noah. Noah's always focused. But when he had that start to the fifth inning, and I was like, all right, this is the inning. This is the inning that he blows up, but then he gets it back. And it didn't happen. He gets the double plays. Right? He doesn't punch out as many guys as he normally does. We noticed that. But the other big note, and correct me if I'm wrong on this one, I think one of the stats from last night's game, despite it being a win, was we were 3-for-19 with runners in scoring position, something ridiculous like that, and all of a sudden, we're hidden, right? Guys kept getting driven in. I lost count as to what we were for this game, but definitely better than last game, so that's wildly important.
Oh,
and lastly,
totally.
Lastly, Jazz Chisholm Jr., if you're listening to this, check yourself.
That's right, Deepak. Great call, baby. And we knew Josh Bell was going to get a hit there, and then Jazz could end the series, which was super thrilling. And look what we got on the line here. Well, I saw multiple "Do It for Chuck" from Mount Airy shirts tonight. Let's talk to our guy, Chuck from Mount Airy. Chuck, what up, buddy?
Braves, come out and play.
Bring them on, buddy. Bring them on.
Yeah, man. Fitzy, what's up? What's going on, self?
What up, Chuck?
What's up, Chuck?
My man.
Hey, listen, man. I'm up late right now. I'm excited. I'm ecstatic, man. So, listen, this team, the Braves are shaking in their boots right now. You know what I mean? They got diarrhea right now, man.
They're not happy, Chuck. They are not happy.
Oh, my God. And their fans, imagine how their fans feel right now. We coming to town. We hot. I like, you know what? I'd rather have it this way, to be honest with you. Come out the wild card hot, you know what I mean? And those guys have been resting. Come out the wild card hot, and let's get this thing popping, man. Atlanta, we coming, man. We coming for you. And to be honest with you, I think this series, we, you know, I don't want to get overconfident. I think we win this series, man, 4-2.
Well, it's a five-game series, Chucky.
Oh, it's a five-game
series.
3-1?
Okay,
yeah,
3-1 or
3-1? Yeah, I figured that. So I'd say 3-1. 3-1.
I love
3-1.
It.
I mean, Chuck, if you get Bills and Nola doing what they doing, man,
yep,
and you got the bat, you got this power, you know what I mean? And then your defense is mightily improved from last year because you got, what's his name, Rojas out there now, man. This, and then you got a solidified first baseman, the wizard. I call him baseball wizard. You know who that is. Mr.
Yep.
Bryce Harper himself, you know what I mean? Solidified there at the first base. This thing going to get better and better, man. And let me tell you something. The best is yet to come because I tell you one thing. Bryce ain't show his ass this series. But as the deeper rounds come, that's when Bryce come out to play, baby. So let's
Chucky.
Go Bills, baby.
Love it,
and
Chuck. Oh,
Chuck, I'll see you
my
on the
bad,
parade.
Chucky. Yeah.
And this was like – this just wasn't a Bryce series. Like, I'm not freaking out. I'm not – like – it's a ton of lefties he faced,
yeah,
and it's a ton of sliders, and like this was not one of those series that you're like Bryce has to win us. This was on the right-handed bats.
Yeah, and they did it, and they came through. I mean, Boehm had a really good series. JT had a monster series.
Yeah.
Obviously, Castellanos had a big game one. Johan Rojas the big game one at bat. Pache had hits. Like the righties came through, and obviously Stott today with the biggest of hits.
Yep.
But look, I mean, think about it this way: like Bryce Harper didn't do anything, and they won two games like going away.
Yep.
There's no problem.
Yep.
So I mean,
and Schwarber had the double tonight, which is
yeah,
good.
And he had the single in the game yesterday.
Yeah, but like they're not going to face another team that has that amount of lefties
nope.
that they can throw at the Phillies, and that was one of my big concerns heading into the series. So they completely neutralized that. And the thing about the Braves, is it like who are they starting? Who are the Braves starting in this series?
Yeah, I mean, like Bryce Elder. Is Bryce Elder going to come in this building? Like, is that what we're talking about here?
Is Dodd?
Like, are we seeing Dodd in a playoff start?
No
like,
shot.
What? No shot.
If Ranger can just go down there, steal game one, and then you have wheels in the mound up 1-0.
We keep talking about this thing, right? How eerily similar it is. The beats, the moments
yes.
of last
yes.
year, this year, like, Ranger game one in Atlanta last year, same thing.
Now, we think it's going to be Ranger, right?
We think.
It could be, listen, I'm not ruling out the idea that it could be Chris Sanchez.
Well, I thought the fact that Ranger, he didn't warm up, but Ranger did head out to the bullpen
yes.
at a point tonight was an interesting thing. I think it could also, it's going to be fascinating. Like, I mean, I would be fine with Sanchez.
Yeah. I
would go Ranger,
I
agree.
Ranger.
But I would be, I mean, Sanchez has been really good. As long as it's not Taiwan, you know, we're in good shape.
Yep.
215-592-9494. It's good. Dining time. Talk to Chad. Yo, Chad.
11 more wins, Tampa!
Let's go!
Let's go, baby!
Love it.
Guys,
yes.
So that inning with you guys today was special.
It was great hanging, Chad. That was so much fun, buddy.
So one thing I want to get out here is James, I was talking to you about this. One thing that's just so much different from this team and last year's team opposed to what we saw for the last, 10 years before that, is that inning or that sequence with John Birdie being mm-hmm. a complete dunce on the base pass with the back-to-back batting champ in two different leagues on deck, getting himself picked off, followed by we just put two runs on them immediately. You don't see that from the Phillies before last year, and now we seem to do those types of things all the time.
Yeah, it's a great point. I was so sure that we were going to be losing 1-0 because Luis Arias was going to hit an RBI single. I was like, it's happening. Like that John Birdie scoring, Luis Arias is going to drive him in,
yeah.
and then Birdie. We were wrong about John Birdie being a problem.
Which was a dumber decision? Birdie's trying to take third there, or Trent Grisham trying to bunt.
Trent Grisham still. I mean, that was
the dumbest bunt I've seen in my entire life. And I'm pro bunt.
Yeah, no, Chad. It was again to the point we keep making. You know, the Phillies are all of a sudden a team that just handles business.
They're just win, man. They're just a bunch of winners, and they finally surpassed the Sixers as the best well-run organization.
Oh yeah, but no, this team's so much fun, guys, and Stott's home run.
Oh.
I think my jaw is still on the ground, but, yeah. And I truly ascended up into the air. My soul is somewhere above Philadelphia right now.
I love it, Chad. Great call. Great hanging with you. And that is one of those things where, you know, you're at the game and you get to see it live and all that. Like, I very rarely go back and be like, I have to watch the TV copy of this. I have to see what it looks like on the, like, that's, I can't wait to go home and watch that Stott homer. It's the first thing I'm going
to
do.
I can't wait to hear the pop.
Yeah, exactly.
The pop here was very, very noticeable.
Emily said, so my wife, we live in Point Breeze, which is about 8 minutes from here, a couple miles. She said, like, she can hear the stadium from our house sometimes. She's like, it was loud.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, aggressively loud. Not on TV, outside our window.
Yeah.
In South Philly.
Best.
Like, the best.
I love this place.
Best.
I love this place. I love this team. I love playoff baseball. It was way too, very stress-free, which is odd. They took care of business against a Marlins team that is feisty. And, like, we're heading into Phil's Braves, man. Like, we're getting a rematch of last year, and we have a chance to, like, really get in their head. Like, really get in their head. And I just wish I had a live cam on the players
Me
of the
too.
Braves.
Watching the game.
Watching
Me too.
What this was like.
Heads
hearing
hanging.
The pop. Because, you know, they're just like, again, I said, damn it.
Yes, like, we know it. Like, snicker. Like, it is so rare that heading into the playoffs, an opposing manager will be like, yeah, we don't want to face that team. Like, they never do that. Exactly.
I mean,
like,
what
that is.
A coward.
But that shows, like, what they're. For him to say that shows just how in their heads
are. They are having simulated games. That wasn't for the Marlins. That was for this series. I've never seen a team hold simulated games where they add fans in just because they have to try to get ready for this environment, which they're not going to be able to do.
It's impossible.
Because they play in a minor league stadium with Mickey Mouse fans.
Yes, that well said. Like, literally well said. My brother actually just sent this to me right now for game. They are $100 tickets for standing room in Atlanta. For game one, game three in Philadelphia, $288.
Yep.
So, I mean, shows you right there.
Yeah.
215-592-9494.
We're flying down for game five if there is one.
Oh, buddy, are we? Are we? And by the way, you know, just saying, the Phils have never lost to the Braves in the playoffs. That is a factual statement.
Sure.
It's true.
It's true.
2-0. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. We'll continue to take your calls as we continue to react to a thrilling, thrilling night of Phillies baseball down at Citizens Bank Park. It's Fritz, it's Seltzer, it's High Hopes Radio on a special edition of Final Out. We're coming right back.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Yeah, 159 and two-thirds coming in, the 2-2. Swung on and blasted deep to left field. It's going to be long gone. JT with a solo home run. His second extra base hit of the night, and the Phillies lead it 3-0.
And that was just a awesome moment. Elliot Shore Parks' first playoff home run live. What a special moment.
He was weeping.
He was waiting for it. And I went to the game last night. Of course, no home runs. And, you know, they scored two runs. We're waiting. And then, obviously, the JT one and then the Stott slam.
See, what Elliot special. And what a lot of people experienced yesterday was a tense playoff game.
Yep.
What Elliot experienced tonight was a freaking party.
Was a party, yes. Which is what we said, which is what we expected. And
I thought it was going to be a tight game. And Braxton Garrett, I thought.
Shout out to our guy Scope, David Skopanich. Yep. Told us before the game, 7-2 final, was very close, felt very confident.
Yeah, he's a very confident man.
Love him.
Very confident man, for sure.
All right.
As Davey Ram now exits the building.
I am a huge Davey Ram fan. I love Davey. Shout out to Davey Ram. No harder working person in this business than Davey Ram. He'll be there as early as I am tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Is that a smile?
I think, what?
What?
No.
He's an objective Big J.
Yeah. That's
just root for a good story.
I love it. All right. Back to the phones in a sec. There's one other thing I wanted to get to.
Yes.
Because we talked about it coming in, and during the game, once they got the 7-0 lead, you and I were both on the exact same page. We were like, hey, kind of feels like a perfect spot to get a Ryan Kirkring, his first playoff experience, see what the kid has in a very low leverage situation. Kid had something, Fritzy.
Yeah, and before we get to Orion real quick, I do want to bring up the worst managerial decision of the postseason so far.
Skippy.
And that is Skip Schumacher giving 3 innings of David Robertson.
What? In a do-or-die game? Like, it's crazy.
Like, hey, Skip, today makes up for 2011 and you driving in the only run in game 5.
That's a good call. I forgot he was the one who drove in the run.
Sickening, right?
Yeah.
He was the second bat. I almost cursed.
I heard
how did a team with Skip Schumacher batting second beat that Phillies team in a 5-game series?
It's outrageous.
No negative vibes tonight. Orion looked great. And what I loved about what Orion did tonight, it was fastball and then the slider. Like, I thought in his last 2 appearances, it was so slider heavy that you know big league hitters are going to be able to sit on that. And they're going to be able to go down and golf around the ballpark when you're not expecting it. He was very fastball heavy tonight. It was 98, 97, dotting the outside corner, and then he worked the slider off of that. And when he worked the slider off of that,
it's like unhittable, man.
It's
actually unhittable.
The swing that I believe it was Jesus Sanchez took.
The second out, the strikeout second was, I mean, he's lost. No chance. He
absolutely
had no chance.
Feeble.
Yeah, and that pitch just moved.
Disgusting.
Dude. Yeah.
Disgusting. So that was, I have been of the belief of, you know, I'm a little bit worried. He's a young kid, like big spots. I still trust Sir Anthony. That was a massive step in the right direction.
Yeah.
And it was just easy. Like for
it was no problem. It was 1-2-3, bang.
For
like,
a kid as young as him.
Yes.
5 levels in 1 year.
Yeah.
To just come into a freaking
playoff game.
A jungle like this and be like 1-2-3, bang, easy out with a strikeout. It's money.
It really is.
And they've got something.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the thing is he is a weapon, man. And you know, young and hasn't been in big spots and all that stuff. But when he's on, I mean, he's one of the most talented pitchers in that bullpen. So it is.
At the same time, the whole bullpen.
They're talented. I mean, think about it. The bullpen was lights out other than Soto giving up the run. Like, we didn't even see Sir Anthony or Strom this series.
Didn't see Sir Anthony or Strom. Hoffman faced one batter.
One batter.
Kimbrel didn't have to go tonight.
Yep.
Alvarado, he's warming up.
And but he didn't have to go.
Yeah. Saturday.
Saturday. Baby. Get us to Saturday. 215-592-9494. Let's take a couple more calls before we get out of here. Let's go to Narberth and talk to Blake. Hey, Blake.
Hey, Jack, James, nice to meet you. I'm sure you have a ton of callers. I'm going to make my points quick. I know
Love
we had
it,
some
Blake.
Anxiety.
Good to talk to you, buddy. Yep.
Yeah, good to talk to you, too. I know we all have some anxiety going into this series because it's the Marlins, but it was a complete game today from Nola to the offense exploding, and it was great to see Stott get a hit off a tough lefty. But also that Marlins lineup, I mean, it's made to play in that ballpark. It wasn't going to work on prime time at Citizens Bank Park. But I want to talk about the Braves. And I really think the Phillies can win this series. Look at how teams win in the playoffs in the 21st century specifically. It's pitching. And the Braves have pitching problems. Max Fried, in that loser scrimmage thing, he was pitching with a Band-Aid on a majority of the time, which is not going to be allowed in the playoffs. He gave up home runs to Kevin Pillar and Sean Murphy. And I know that Spencer Strider has owned the Phillies historically in the regular season. But is he a big-time pitcher? Is he a big-time pitcher? I don't know. You saw that quote he said about not like playing in front of fans. And in this season overall, he has a 4.68 ERA in Truist Park. So I know the Phillies haven't hit him well, but Aaron Nola also struggled against the Marlins this season. So I think the numbers can show that if the Phillies can do what the rest of the league has done against Spencer Strider, okay, he's going to get a strikeout. But if you can get hits like other teams have against Strider, his ERA is up there for a reason. He's going to be beatable if the Phillies can just do what other teams have done. And I think this team is going in the right direction. They are a special team. I love what the group did tonight. I love the celebrations. As JT said, 11 more topper. So let's go Phillies. And Blake, there's a special thing going on.
Great call, great information, and I agree with a lot of what you said, too. And, you know, the Strider thing, it's like, yeah, he gets a lot of strikeouts. Yeah, he, you know, you watch him, it looks nasty. He did have an ERA in the high threes this year. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like 3.74 or 3.6, something like that. Like, it's not like he was lights out.
No. Now, the one thing is, he was really good against good teams and really bad against bad teams.
That's weird.
Like, the Tigers hit him around pretty well. Pirates hit him around pretty well, so... Maybe he gets up against the better teams, but I mean the way it turns out, he probably goes 1-4.
So, but if he, that's the thing is, if he goes 1, then he's 4, right? Then 4? He lines up for 4. That's here. They're not letting him play here. Then he's going to be 2-5, or it'll be 1-5, and they space him out. Like, I don't see it. Look, there's nothing I want more. It's the single thing. I want them to win the series, and then the next step down is I want Spencer Strider on that freaking mound.
I want
right
him
here. Desperately.
Yes.
If you're the Braves, how could you do it? I mean, because fire Snicker on the spot if you let
that
guy
why,
pitch.
Here's why. Because he's one of your studs, and you got to trust your studs.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's true.
How about that? Get him out here.
Well,
it's a great idea.
No, it is a good point, though. Look, if Freed can't go, I mean, who else? You have to start Strider in game 1.
Of course.
Yeah.
Dude, they're starting Strider game 1. And he's going to pitch here in game 4.
Let's go!
And there will be, again, there's been hype, there's been excitement, there's been World Series games here in the last year. Spencer Strider on that mound again is going to have this place melting. Just melting. And hopefully the Phillies use it to their advantage, play the video, and be classless.
Yep.
Like, be classless. It's the Braves.
You congratulate him for winning the division. We're good.
And
we did it.
I was just going to bring that up.
Yeah, we did it.
I am now of the belief they did that on purpose.
Oh, like to get in their heads a little bit?
They did that on purpose.
I like it.
Because they wanted the image of, like, Castellanos looking at it.
I like that.
And they wanted the Braves to let their guard down.
I love that. Yeah. I love that theory. And again, we keep saying it, but there is no way the Braves are looking forward to playing this Phillies team. I mean, they're just not, and they are certainly not looking forward to coming in the stadium. And as intense as it was these last two games, and it really was, and obviously the Stott Slam was a crescendo in a moment, like, it's going to be insane in here on Wednesday, especially if the Phillies can take 1 of 2. All we need is 1 of those first two games, and they come back 1-1. Mm-hmm. This crowd will be out for blood.
Mm-hmm. And who's starting?
I know, right?
Who's starting for the Braves?
Yeah.
Like Bryce Elder. Like, Charlie's not pitching. Max Fried will probably try to go.
Yeah.
But it's much like Strider last year. Like, you sure you want him out there? Strider? Okay. Strider's great. I mean, like, who's coming here?
Yeah, and it's not like their bullpen is lights out like it used to be. Like, they got some guys, but it's not.
There's no magic walking through that door.
Yeah, it's not special. Like,
Kyle Wright, game 3, probably?
Kyle Wright. I forgot about Kyle Wright. Yeah,
Kyle
sure.
Wright.
Yeah. I mean, again, and the Phillies are going to be able to set up that Wheeler in 2-5. I mean, it is. Look, you couldn't, if you have to play the Braves or the 105 or whatever win team, you know, quote unquote, best team in baseball this year, like. It could not lay out better for the Phillies.
Not at all. Not at all.
Let's go. Let's go.
Starting to believe.
All right.
I just want everyone to know they're beating the Braves.
They're beating the Braves.
Like, they're beating the Braves.
I have full confidence. I really do. And it is as anticipated a playoff series as I remember in this city. It's going to be freaking awesome. All right, Fritzy, tie a bow on it before we get out of here.
Well, we came, we saw, we conquered. The Marlins are they're an 84 win ball club. They are pesky. They've been a team the last couple of years that have ended our season. They have been a team that we've gone down there, and it's been a house of horrors. I mean, you talk about the Brandon Workman game with the Marte double off the wall, 19-11. Nola going down there a couple of years ago and just being bad, like just terrible. They've truly avenged this whole Marlins thing.
It's over.
It's over. It's done with. And I'm just so proud that they they're just a professional, really, really good baseball team that is on the verge of being a great team. And, you know, it's what I said heading into the series, and it's what I'll continue to say. Like, I think Major League Baseball, I think the Marlins made a mistake letting the Phils win the series, because I think they're going to beat the Braves. And then I think the Diamondbacks are going to beat the Dodgers. And
by the way, Diamondbacks handling business in Milwaukee.
We're going to have some NLCS games here. The Phillies will be the higher seed at that
point. Which would be pretty special.
Which would be unbelievable.
Because last year we didn't have that opportunity.
We did not have that opportunity.
Until this year, it's a three. We've not had a home. We haven't been home for any, like, the home team for the higher seed.
I really just want people to lock in, because I don't think this thing's ending anytime soon.
Totally. And you know what I said, and I really mean it, you know, and it'll be my final thought here. But with that in mind, with this run, like, I really think, and you know, in the moment, try and grab onto it and feel it and cherish it. Because I think that between the season that this team had, the ovations coming off last year and bringing it back, and then the love affair between this team and this town, the moments that they give us, and this stadium throughout the run, like, I think this has a chance to be potentially the greatest sports story in Philadelphia if they can finish this off. In Philly sports history, like, this could be the team, man. It is so freaking awesome. Thank you to everyone who called in tonight. We couldn't do the show without you. Thank you to everyone we met the last two nights at the ballpark. It was, like, unbelievable the amount of people who came up and who are excited to talk Phils and all that. We love everyone. We are so excited to be a part of this. We can't wait to be back here next week. Bring on the freaking Braves, baby. Let's go. All right. Tom Kelly is coming up next. Again, thank you to everyone who listened, who called in. Thank you to Tucker. Thank you to Justin for producing the show. We'll be back over the weekend with the pod. Check it out. Obviously, Saturday night we will do a pod and all that.
Yes.
But next week, same place. We'll be here. We'll be ready to roll, and we'll be previewing Phillies Braves, and it is going to be awesome. So for Jack Fritz, I'm James Steltzer. Thank you for listening to a special edition of High Hopes Radio Final Out right here on 94 WIP.